stakeholders in the cotton industry, along with beekeepers and researchers from several state universities, met with representatives from the EPA and USDA to start the conversation on how to develop and adopt more appropriate steps for assessing pesticides and their risk to pollinators. In between sessions, we spoke with Dr. David Epstein, entomologist for the USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy, to learn more about how his office operates.
The Office of Pest Management Policy is a small office within USDA that was established after the passage of the Food Quality Protection Act of 1996 that ordered the registration review of active ingredient pesticide materials at EPA. The office works closely with folks at EPA trying to get real-world use and usage data to inform their process, to inform the results that they come up with. They use a lot of models in their risk assessments. We like to bring them real-world information that also should inform the process. That's one way we do it. Our office works directly with stakeholders, in this case, commodity groups, all kinds of farm organizations. We're an office where they can reach out to bring their information to move it forward, because our office also directly reports to the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture.
Dr. Epstein goes into more detail about his team at USDA.
We have 10 people, approximately. We have an entomologist, we have a risk assessor, we have a pathologist, a weed specialist, agronomist, a biologist, an economist, a biopesticide specialist, a soil scientist in our office. Everybody is senior level scientist that can take in information, be able to process it, has a network of people across the agricultural community to respond and represent ag that way.
And finally, Dr. Epstein explains why meetings like this are important to his office.
Because this is the registration review of a very important class of insecticides that we're talking about, and it's very important to cotton producers. In that regard, we want to get the best information into the process that we possibly can. So when you can bring together producers, scientists, the folks from EPA to sit down together and talk about where there may be gaps in their knowledge or in their information that they have, it's a good thing.